messages on screen, the wooden audio that makes your navigation becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Casual Preppers Podcast. As always, my name is Kobe and Cam is here with me.
I am here. Let's do this.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you doing okay today?
Yep.
Yeah, how was work today?
It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I just thought
a little tired.
Little small talk before we get started.
Yeah. It was good.
Was
Same
it?
Same old.
Yep. Saving lives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Saving lives.
Me too.
So,
yeah, what are we
episode
doing today?
Number 8, huh?
Yeah, this is 8.
Wow. Okay. This episode, we have a Tac Pack to review.
Oh, man. We're excited.
We are.
We're super
excited.
This
is our first Tac Pack.
It is.
And it's sweet.
Yeah, we're super excited to tell you about it.
Yeah, so we're going to tell you about it,
mm-hmm.
but not right now.
Not right now. It's not time for that.
Nope. And then today, our article brought to you by us mm-hmm. is going to be Urban Scavenging in an...
SHDF.
I guess it is an AN. SHDF.
It sounds like it should be AN.
Scenario. It does, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, so urban scavenging when it all goes down.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I'm kind of excited about this.
I am too. Well, this was actually a pretty cool research project.
It was fun. I actually enjoyed it. So we're going to give you some good info, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
We are. It's going to be freaking amazing.
Yeah. Is that all we have?
And then our regular crap, you know?
Yeah. Quick and dirty. Mad.
Yep.
World.
And an amazing medical tip.
I got a little politics to talk today.
Oh, great.
I think I'm going to start bringing some politics into the mad world because...
Why don't you jump to 15 minutes right now? Because it's going to take forever.
Shut up. Gosh.
All righty.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Tac Pack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tac Pack with code Casual Preppers. Guys, go to TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code Casual Preppers at TacPack.com. And if you're not doing that, you're an idiot.
No, seriously, go and do it.
Yeah, we got our.
You want to know what's in it? We're going to tell you.
It's going to be
what's in the box.
Later, though, right? We're going to do it later.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So.
Be prepared. Be
prep for
prepared.
It. Prep for it.
Yeah.
Start
but prepping.
Yeah. Right now, it's.
It's a mad world.
So would you like to go
first? I would, because yours is going to take forever.
Why do you think it's going to take forever?
Mine will be done in like 1 minute.
I have a small little paragraph.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
So mine's just the Zika virus.
Yeah.
Is in Florida.
It is.
Boom.
I saw that.
So if any of you are from Florida, you probably don't need to panic.
But anyway. And you're probably sweating right now.
Yeah. If you're pregnant, then you need to be worried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there a difference if you're pregnant?
Yeah, that's the one that makes like...
Oh, that's right. All the birth defects, yep. huh? Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's kind of freaky.
I think we need to do a... maybe a...
A birth defect episode?
An episode on birth defects.
All right. If you want to do that, if that'll help a prepper.
That's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to say one on maybe
a
the
pandemic
Zika virus.
Or...
Well, yeah.
Something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's what... You know, even though it's kind of a more mild, but not too long ago, we had the... Ebola virus.
Ebola.
So that crap's scary. And, you know, like news, it was just coming in and it was like moving quick through different places. Different people were getting it. And that's a huge possibility. I mean, to think, you know, instead of, you know, war breaking out or zombies, maybe that's what's going to cause zombies.
I tell you, man, that
but
scares
that stuff
me.
Can just spread fast. I'll probably die really fast because I'll be.
You're going to be like checking
in the
their
clinic.
Throat.
Well, it looks like. And I'll be.
Mm-hmm. You have blisters all over your
face.
Unless
I'm immune.
Yeah.
Because I have an amazing immune system.
Yeah. That stuff scares me more than anything.
It terrifies
almost.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Especially because I'll be like exposed right
off. I'll tell you what, I was a little scared during the whole Ebola
I was too.
Thing.
Yeah. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It's funny. My brother had like sent some articles about it like almost a year before like it started getting crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, this could happen in, you know.
Yeah, I read, have you read The Hot Zone?
I haven't.
It was when there was an Ebola outbreak in D.C.
Oh, that would be an area.
Yeah, no. Well, right now I'd be all right with it almost. Kill all them bastards. But anyways, it's a good...
You're in the D.C., I doubt you're listening to this because you're not prepping.
Yeah, you're not listening to me or him.
All so. Around us, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good book. It talks about it was in a lab with some monkeys and then it got out. And so it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, stuff like that. Isn't that what that movie, like Contagion or whatever, that movie?
It wasn't about Ebola, I don't think.
No, but I mean, yes, it's kind of that stuff, but
yeah,
it can happen.
Can happen.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Now on to politics.
All right, I'm going to go upstairs.
You're going to go.
Come back.
Politics is very important, Cameron.
No, it is.
It is what...
It is. It's corrupt and messed up.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about today, how corrupt it is. So you know who Bernie Sanders is, right?
Yeah.
You do know Bernie. So he was the uber left, self-proclaimed socialist, you know the guy. You know the guy. So this is what he just said. Let me tell you this. Well, this was earlier in last week. Based on her ideas and leadership, Hillary Clinton needs to be the next president. And as this obviously is a stupid ass statement in itself, but for him to say it is much worse.
Yeah.
So this is the guy who ran throughout the entire primaries, right? As the anti-capitalist, anti-establishment, anti-Wall Street, anti-everything, whose followers became like zombie worshipers of his new European-esque socialist vision of the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get all that?
That was good.
It was actually really good, huh? So they argued that, you know, he was the guy that was going to blow up the system. He was going to change everything. He was for the people. And he was anti-establishment and lollipops and sunshine's going to come out their butts every time he gets up. You know what I mean? That's how it was. You know those people. Yep. They were idiots, obviously, right? And now he has endorsed the...
Aren't they called Democrats?
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
They're actually not. They're not called Democrats. So now he is endorsing the most establishment candidate we have ever had, ever. The most... Okay, that's what he did. So all I'm saying is it's corrupt. It was all in the bag already.
Yeah.
And they're all lying to us, every single one of them. But this kind of did make me smile a little bit because... I hate those little 19-year-old socialists. They just drive me insane. So anyways, that's all I had.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I don't care what you say. I'm going to start bringing some politics into the Mad Mad World thing.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Because our world is going to be destroyed by our government.
Yeah, most likely.
So, now we move on. We're going to do this?
We're going to do this. Scavenging in an urban SHTF scenario.
Yep.
And this isn't necessarily just urban, because it can be a small town. But
maybe it's suburban.
Maybe a suburban. Yeah. So what do you got to start us off with?
All right. So scavenging itself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of articles and things. I mean, none of us wants to be, well, maybe some of you do, but the morality of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to take from other people. You know, I don't want to steal. I don't want to. Now, you kind of have to differentiate the two things, you know, looting and scavenging.
Yes.
I do not put them in the same, you know, category.
They're not.
Yeah. So looting is a crime. So looting is, you know, I want the jewelry, I want guns, I want just all these things for myself, not necessarily needs that,
yeah,
you know, you're not taking for the reason of, you know, surviving or helping others. You're just looting because
you want a flat screen.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're a prick. Yes, yeah. I agree.
And, you know, these articles talk about all it takes is one idiot to start looting and then everybody's kind of like, oh, freak, you know.
It's the mob mentality.
We're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get in on this. And it just turns into everybody just losing everything they've ever been taught, which
is ridiculous.
And there's
nothing left in Radio Shack.
I know. That's the
it's all gone.
Yep. And now scavenging, which we're going to get into, is... You know, you need those supplies and you're taking, I kind of look at it as kind of the Indian thing of, you know, when you kill the buffalo,
yeah,
they took everything, they used everything. They weren't just, you
right
know, it's not the game. And you know, scavenging is going to have to happen. You really, there's no way around it.
Yeah. You're going to need to go out and look for supplies.
Your supplies, you're not going to store for the rest of your life.
And if you have, bravo.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Nobody does that.
Right. So yeah, first of all, we're not looters. I'm not promoting looting.
No, please.
I mean, I can see how it's kind of a fine line between the two, but they're different. So stay moral.
Stay moral. I'll try.
You know, yeah. So what kind of stuff do you think we need to scavenge for?
What kind of stuff?
What stuff are you planning to scavenge for?
Oh, well, food.
Yeah.
Water. Fuel.
Yeah, you're going to need like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's...
Your shelter's not going to stay put perfectly forever.
No.
Your house even.
Yeah, materials.
So yeah, tools, materials, clothing, shoes, mm-hmm. weapons, ammo, items to trade. Now that could be a looter.
Yeah, it is, like you said, it's a fine line, but you know.
But trying to, you know, you got to, you know, what's your reasoning?
Okay.
All right, anyway.
All right.
And over the long term, you're going to, your storage items, your food, your water especially, it's going to, you're going to run out.
Yeah.
And if you're in the middle of a city, yeah, you got to scavenge. You can't, you know.
You have to, even if you're on the outskirts, like where we live right now.
Yeah.
We're suburban.
Medical supplies.
Suburban small town. Is kind of where we are.
Right.
I you would have to go into town probably and start pulling from those resources, especially after a while, after everything's calmed down and, you know, whatever's happened, there's probably going to be people who've died off and
right.
you know what I mean? Empty houses, abandoned houses, people are gone, people are dead, whatever it is. Why leave it there? You're going to go and find those resources, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the articles, I'll get a reference for this. Sorry. Okay. It talks kind of about stages of this, you know, what's going to, you know, things start going down and you've got the first stage where people just lose their freaking minds and there's a yeah. frenzy.
That's they rush kind of a looter stage too, right?
Right, exactly. Because, you know, they're going to go into the grocery stores, they're going to be packed mm-hmm. and there's probably going to be, you know, maybe no electricity, somebody managing the money. It's just not going to happen. And well, they're just going to start just ripping everything off.
All it's
going
to take is that one crazy person just to start taking
walking
bread
out.
And going out.
Yeah. And they're going to see that. And, you know, why am I waiting?
Yeah.
And everybody's freaking out. You know, it's just like, yep. You know, a stampede. So everybody just starts just cleaning the shelves off. There's no specific or there's no organized form of,
yeah.
You know, they have civilized, they just lose it.
Yeah.
And you're, that's going to happen.
You're on the pasta aisle, you're grabbing 600 things of spaghetti and you're going out. I mean,
yeah,
that's what they're doing.
It's just foolishness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you stay in? Do you not let anything happen? You know, do you just, okay, I'm going to avoid all that.
I will.
I know. That's what I thought too.
And I think that's why people prep because
right.
at least for that initial craziness, whatever it lasts 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks,
right?
You don't have to go out because you're okay.
Right.
Right.
Because yeah, there's a high chance you're going to get injured or you know yeah. something like that.
And maybe you still go out and try. If you don't get something, you don't get anything.
No, that's
you
exactly.
Don't care.
Yeah. A lot of people talked about that, and that's what made me think maybe I should go out because some of the top items are going to go the
they
fastest.
Are.
You know. So.
Yep.
To tip, you know, to top off your storage plan and your supply, you might as well try and get some stuff yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, TVs, VCRs. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, we're not looters.
DVDs.
So, so that's the first stage. The second stage is you kind of slip in when everything's just been cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
Now, nobody's going to perfectly take the bottles of spaghetti sauce off. It's going to fall and break.
Yeah.
And, you know, or pickles or things like that. That stuff can still be preserved. So the second stage is when you kind of go in and you just kind of clean up, you know, reach to the back of the shelf, stuff that got missed, stuff that got broke that can actually still be salvaged that you can use now
under the shelves
and not
or
mess
something.
With your food supply, you know?
Yeah.
So using that second stage to go in and get the things that people left behind, you know, you can definitely do that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the scavenging, you know, the beginnings.
Sure.
Then when it's been a long period, you know, maybe your long-term storage plans starting to become quite depleted or you've gained a lot of followers, you know,
yeah.
you never know. Your group could be huge.
Like and, Twitter?
Yeah. Like,
is that what you're saying? Followers?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So you get like, you know, lots of hits on your YouTube channel and stuff. You got to start thinking about how you're going
to
deal with this.
You got to start to deal with that sort of thing.
So now you've got this organized group and things have settled. You know, the frenzy's kind of over. You have to start scouting those areas that you need to go to. So there's a ton of stuff on this. We'll try and hit the good stuff.
Okay, yeah, I only want the good stuff.
All right, here's the good stuff.
All killer, no filler. All right,
yeah.
That's what I want.
So yeah, you know, what do you need? You need to have your plan and then the location that you're actually going to try and go get stuff from,
uh-huh.
you've got to weigh out everything. So you got to have a scout, somebody that, you know, can scout the area for a couple of days even, which is what I would do. If it's uh-huh. it's a area that you know is going to be heavily, you know.
Traffic, a lot
yeah,
of traffic
yeah.
going through there, a lot of people.
Like if you're going to the pawn shop or something, you
yeah.
probably want to scope it out for a while, make sure somebody's not staying there, coming in and out, or
yeah.
somebody's guarding it. So, you know, I'd recommend a day or two of scouting alone.
Sure.
And during that scouting, you're looking for, you know, what ways can I get in there and what different paths can I take out? So sure. If you're chased, you know, what way to go and how to get back. And when you do come back, to not lead somebody right back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got to have a kind of a stealth way, you know, go out through the bushes or, you know, just completely confuse somebody so they can't follow back to your camp. Also on the scouting, you need to look at what supplies you'll need. Is there a wall or a fence? Are there ditches or streams? Things that you need to, the environment hazards you need to figure into everything.
Right.
You know,
is there a moat?
Yeah. Is there a moat? Are there alligators around?
Did somebody build a moat around Walmart? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Is there a force field or a turret?
That's just,
it could be.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Other things, you know, what kind of area, like what, when you know what you're wanting to get, what kind of things are you going to take with you to get those supplies out?
Sure. What kind of gear?
And we'll get down to the gear, but you know, you got to think, you know, do I need to bring, you know, a wheelbarrow or do I need to have, you know, some kind of a bigger form of transportation? Cause I'm planning on getting a lot of heavy supplies and I wouldn't go alone. So scouting that area also involves, you know, what person number one's going to do, what person number two, you know. I think the perfect kind of way of doing it is at least three people. Uh-huh. You've got one scouting the whole area and then you have a way to communicate to each other with, you know, walkie talkies or anything.
Sure.
And the first person's kind of doing the looting. The second one's close to him and doing it too.
Yeah.
You can see my hands.
I can.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, this is,
if you could take a picture,
I'll take it. I'll try and take
actually,
a picture.
Actually, get a video so you can see where my hands are moving.
Put it on Instagram. Yeah.
But then you have the third, you know, the third person's watching, the first person's in there looting, the second person's kind of watching and standing guard, also doing some looting. So
yeah,
that's, I mean, I think that would be.
So a three-man looting, or not looting, scavenging group.
Yeah. I think at least a three-man. I mean, a two-man for sure, but don't go alone.
Sure.
And some of the other things, you know, you got to be aware of people that are just, you know, raiders, looters.
I hate the Raiders. Marauders,
whatever you want to call them. I do too. Freaking Raiders. And then once you've got this plan of attack, you know, you sit down, organize everything, draw out a plan so that you can carry with you, you know.
Yeah.
Or just go over it. But don't just, okay, we need this, go there. Boom, yeah. Done.
Exactly.
So it needs to be scouted. It needs to be planned.
And so
planned.
I'm guessing your scout or whoever's out there scouting needs to kind of come back and communicate what kind of gear you're going to need, right?
Exactly.
Did you say that? I don't know if you said that.
No. Yeah. No, I did.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I was going to lead into is
sure.
The gear needed. So if you can now make a looting or...
Stop saying looting. We've already went over this.
We did. I'm sorry about this.
We're not looters.
I know. So scavengers...
I'm not a looter.
Not a looter. A scavenging kit. God, yeah. We're not looters, okay? If you can make one of those kits now,
yeah,
you will be very happy when you have to start scavenging.
Yeah, because you already have your kit.
Right. So here's my breakdown of the kit. I would have a weapon of some sort.
Right.
One that's quiet, you know.
Quiet weapon. So no firearms.
No, I would take a firearm too.
Oh, okay.
But
oh,
but you want to have like, yeah, you want to have, you know, pepper spray or a stun gun, something that, you know,
bow and arrow.
You're not going to
crossbow.
Bow and arrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Crossbow.
But you're not trying to attract the whole group of whoever's, you know,
right.
Watching that area. If
the pawn shop boys.
Exactly. It's a good name.
I know. It sounds like a good band name, doesn't it?
Yeah. I would take some rope.
Okay.
So if you have to drag a bag or, you know, crawl in and out of something.
Mm-hmm.
Countermeasures.
What is it with you and countermeasures?
Let me just say flares, okay?
Oh,
so if
flares.
You get in trouble,
yeah,
you have something to...
Okay.
Or, you know.
A flare.
I just like to say countermeasures. A flashlight or a light of some sort.
Yeah.
A head-mounted one would be the best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those
things are cheap.
Yeah.
Like the
They have
the
so many different types.
Headlamps. You can get them for like $20 and they're pretty
those
nice.
Little pin ones that have the clip on them.
Yeah.
You can clip on the brim of a hat. Those are awesome. So.
Exactly.
Anyways. A little food and water for yourself because you don't know if you have to flee. If you have to flee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm rubbing my nipple. Right.
Why are you showing me your belly? I don't get what's going
on
right now.
I'm scratching my chest.
Okay.
All right.
I don't understand.
So yeah, a little bit of food for yourself. in water, you know, something light. You're not going to want to take up
like
your whole
bag. Snacks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the one I was saying. I would have like a map of the area.
Yeah.
So
unless it's your hometown.
Exactly. If it's something simple, you don't need to. But
yeah, if it's your hometown, you know the area. And if you don't, then that's something you need to prep for.
But if one of your group's members is somebody not around there, you know, they need to carry a map with them.
Yeah.
Plastic bags, you know, handkerchiefs, things like that you can wrap items in.
Yeah.
You know, tie them off, throw them in your bag, secure them. A multi-tool, a crowbar.
Yeah.
A hatchet.
Man, you're going to be packed.
No, you're really not.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
It feels like it.
I know, it does. Goggles.
Goggles?
Yeah.
In case you go swimming?
No, you're going to be, you know, scrounging around.
I get you.
Oh, that was another thing. Scout out the buildings, you know, if it's a bomb, you know, or, you know.
If the building's
a bomb? If it was a nuclear attack.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, those buildings aren't stable, so.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So
bring an engineer, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Engineer needs to be in your scouting group.
If you could, yeah. I know, there is a lot of stuff here. And
no, it's all good info.
That's why I said, like, scouting it out of knowing the things you need.
Yeah.
But like a saw, bolt cutters. Now I'd have like a big pack of this stuff set aside,
mm-hmm.
and then I would take the individual things I needed.
Exactly. But, you're not going to take all that every single time.
But saw, bolt cutters, hammer, goggles, hatchet, crowbar, multi-tool, and then the other stuff that we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff and you don't need to take everything.
But it's stuff to think about.
I would definitely take a firearm and something to kind of fend somebody off quietly.
Sure. Yeah. A silent weapon.
But yeah, some of the other stuff's really simple and small.
Okay.
But definitely take your sack so you can bring stuff back. And a good sturdy.
Take your sack.
Take your sack with you.
Pick it up and go.
Okay.
So. Is that all you have?
Yeah. Do you want more?
No. Well, I'm just asking. I'm good. I just want to go. Okay. So that's good info. So this is kind of like
that's a lot of info.
Before you're going, all the stuff you need to know, you need to scout. Okay. So what I've sort of prepared is places to go, you know, and what to look for in those places.
Like what areas are going to be good looting?
Yeah, exactly.
No, like the jewelry store?
We're in the Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Is there even any Radio Shacks left?
Yeah, we have one in town.
We do, I know. But I don't think the rest hardly anywhere else does.
I don't know. I don't know.
They were dying off.
They were. Maybe they're still going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Let's stop talking about Radio Shack.
Stop talking about looting, right?
Yeah, and looting.
Excuse me.
Some really easy targets. Some is cars, just abandoned cars around, right? So obviously, when you get in the car, look under the seat, look in the trunk, look in the glove box, under the hood, because you probably have a vehicle of some sort. So that's the best place to go find your parts. Well, one of the good places to go is in the vehicle. You know, I always have snacks in my car. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to just look for some food.
Dried French fries.
I do have a lot of dried French fries underneath.
Cranberries.
Yeah.
Dried cranberries. Kids drop pills off.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treats, candy.
So look for food. Yeah. And look in the trunk because a lot of people have tool kits in there.
Yeah.
That's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good stuff. That's true, huh? You can get a bunch of jacks in there.
Yeah. And get jacked. cordage. There's obviously under the hood, there's wires, there's tubes, there's hoses.
Battery.
Yeah. That was part of it. I haven't got there yet, but thanks for stealing my thunder.
Might as well move on now because I just hit it all.
Yeah. Battery. You can even pull the upholstery up if you need for bedding.
Oh, yeah. Cushions.
Yeah. Nice. So that's something to think about. And then obviously you can siphon the fuel out if you need to.
Yeah, definitely.
Or the oil too. Or the
burn
oil. Yep, exactly. So the next easy target is a dumpster. And it kind of sounds dumb, but people throw away crazy stuff. And then a lot of people aren't going to jump in there and say, what's in here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for building materials.
Cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard to burn. You're just gonna find some random goodies in there, honestly. There's people that dumpster
dive. Maybe even a hobo.
Yeah, there's people that dumpster dive right now, and it's not the apocalypse. So, yeah.
Oh, I dumpster dive every time I have to move.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, for boxes? Oh,
I found a hobo once in one.
You found your hobo? Is that what you said? You said you found my hobo.
Yours.
Oh, my hobo.
And I lifted up a box and he's like, oh, dude, sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were sleeping.
And I was like, I'm sorry, man. And he's like, no, I got myself into this.
Did he really say
that?
Yeah,
he did.
Where was that?
It was in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon.
I was like, all right, man, sorry. And I just like dropped the box back on him and jumped out. Oh. It was
anything?
Terrifying because it was like 10:30 at night. I think I freaked him out. Like, he's going to get crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff there. Okay. Next one is fire stations. Obviously, there could be some food laying around in there. There's always random
fire stations are good, huh?
miscellaneous supplies. There's clothing because they keep their clothing.
Good freaking hardcore.
Yeah.
Clothing.
Hardcore good stuff. There's also a huge supply of water in the water tanks there. It will probably need to be filtered or boiled or something, but there's a ton of water there.
True, huh?
So you can always go there and grab that water. First aid kits. There's always going to be a first aid kit there. Yeah. Several. Fuel. Those trucks hold a lot of fuel. So you can siphon that stuff out and probably go for days with that stuff. And there's usually some sort of comms, some radios, some two-way radios,
yeah, for sure.
And things like that. So that's some good stuff.
Probably a pole.
There's probably a pole. Yeah, you're going to need
nice,
that.
So a nice, shiny, slickery pole.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're going to want that in your basement during the apocalypse.
Hey, you never know.
You're going to need some entertainment.
There'd be oxygen tanks there too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you can use that crap for
breathing.
A furnace.
That's true. And then along the same line, police stations.
I got goggles.
You got goggles.
Scuba dive.
Yeah. So police stations as well. Obviously, ammo.
Yeah.
Guns. Kevlar vests.
That would be nice.
You know, if you're running around and it's crazy, you're going to want something like that. Again, clothing, fuel, kind of the same sort of stuff, first aid supplies, car parts from their cars, and radios, comms as well. There.
Handcuffs to go along with the pole.
Handcuffs to go along with the pole. This is going to be a crazy night in the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you got planned. You're prepping for
Give me another place. Give me another place.
All right. Abandoned homes. How's that?
You can use your cuffs and your pole.
Yeah. They all got beds and bedposts.
Leather sheets.
Yeah. So anyways, there's going to be a lot of abandoned houses after a while, like you said, after phase two, you know. So when you get into the house, obviously you want to check the whole house, check the sheds outside, because you're going to get good stuff out there. Something you may not think about is check for a garden. See if they have a garden, because stuff could still be growing, you know, and just pull up every one of them carrots. Take it home.
That's nice. I didn't think about that.
You can feed your stripper.
Watch your mouth.
I meant wife. That's what I meant. Okay. Check the water heater, because like we said before, you've got 50 to 70 gallons right there.
It's true, yeah.
40 to 70 gallons. I don't know.
The
actual.
You've got somewhere between 1 and 100.
Yes. Depending on the area you're in, they may have a pool. So you could have a lot of water right there, which will obviously need to be filtered in some way. But there's a lot of water, right? You could possible weapons, food, and clothing. So think about it.
Yeah.
Grocery stores, like
a swing.
You said,
there could be a swing. There's your family.
What's going on with you today?
Nothing.
Grocery stores, like you said, they're going to be picked clean really quick, like really fast.
Yeah, they will.
And that's going to be the first thing in the 2 to 3 days. They say that's what I've read is up. You know, the food will be gone in 3 days. I don't know what I'm saying.
I believe you.
So, you do. What people might not be looking for is go to the back room, to the employee area.
What's back there?
First aid supplies. They all have to have a first aid kit. Okay.
Yeah.
So check for the first aid supplies. Maybe they didn't pick clean the medicine section or the pharmacy. So go check that. A bunch of OTC meds. You can get your Viagra there, because I know that's what you're thinking about.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't? Okay. Vitamins.
Yeah.
That's going to help you if you're eating garbage all the time. Not literal garbage.
The butcher shop would have a lot of good stuff too.
Oh, yeah. It could.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought about that just
meat?
Now.
Or are you just talking about
No, just like
weapons?
Knives and, you know, things to tie your game up.
That's right.
Hang your animals.
Your animals. Okay. obviously, check the restaurants, see if there's any food left anywhere. They're probably going to get picked clean pretty quick. In an area like this, or where you grew up, farms, go to the farm. See if they have any food. Yeah. Obviously.
I was worried about that, like with my parents.
Really?
The freaking cattle, you know, people.
Yeah. They're just going to go start slaughtering.
They're just going to start disappearing, you
know. Yeah. Fuel. Because most farms have huge
fuel
tanks.
I have two huge tanks at my dad's.
So that's a good place for fuel.
Which is undisclosed. No one knows where that
is. Nobody knows where this is at, if you want the address. tools. They've always got tools laying around.
Tons of tools. Mm-hmm. Oil, old oil. that old you can oil use to burn.
A new oil, medium, old oil. Yeah,
you've got like expired oil, like yeah. brand new oil.
Okay, so
grease.
Grease, yeah.
You know, stuff. I'm being serious.
You tell me, what the hell do they have at farms that's useful?
Freaking everything.
What else?
Seriously.
What else?
No, they've got things to feed baby calves, you know?
Bottles? Is that nipples. What you're saying? Nipples. And it comes back.
They've got, but no, they've got tons of farm equipment.
Yeah.
You know, if you're harvesting or growing things, you know,
mm-hmm.
they've got siphons and crap.
Oh, yeah.
Just siphons. All, yeah, you, farm would be a money spot.
Yeah, money. Money in the bank right there. Obviously, convenience stores, they're probably going to be picked clean, just like the grocery store it is, but you know, you can check for those OTC meds and food, and they're probably gonna have first aid in the back. A lot of places,
yeah,
any business most likely has first aid in the
back. Right.
So I would just grab it. I mean, just stockpile that crap. Right. You know what I mean? Just throw it in your bag.
Farms are gonna have medicines too.
Are they?
Animal,
oh yeah.
Animal antibiotics
things probably.
You can use. Some you don't want to use, but
yeah. Okay, so the grocery stores are going to go quick, but a lot of people aren't going to think about the distribution warehouses. So if you're in an area
oh, yeah.
that has the actual distribution warehouse, that's going to be a gold mine.
That is.
So
it's true.
Yeah, seriously.
There's so, one out by my dad's farm.
Is there
that
really?
Walmart one, yeah.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
A huge one right
oh,
there.
That's right, there is.
I'm going to go and take over my dad's farm.
Well, that's the plan. So they have large, huge quantities of food usually.
Yeah, they would.
You know what I mean?
Didn't think about the distribution center.
Yeah, so go check that out. And then also check out the vehicles, the trailers around it.
Oh, yeah. Probably the semis on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Hostess.
Hostess, yeah, Twinkies. Man. Something else is any government building. Basically, any government, and every town has a government building. Most of those have some sort of solar generator.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No kidding, I didn't know that.
Yeah, some sort of renewable energy supply. So that's something you can look at, and they're all going to have
cool.
first aid.
That's cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're all going to have first aid and emergency supplies as well, just because of being a government building. City or county roads departments are going to have huge fuel tanks as well. Every city, every county has those, so you can go find those, and there's going to be tons of fuel. The city bus garage is going to have tons of fuel. They usually fuel up with tanks as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, huge for fuel. Something that most people wouldn't think about, the TV station. They will
come
have,
on.
I know they will have a backup generator. And so you can
oh right.
You can take the generator or you can take the fuel, whatever's fueling it. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, another
a
obvious
lot of
one.
Different communication stuff, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Hospital.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to be a big one. It's probably going to get hit quick.
It is going to get
just
hit
because quick. Of the first aid supplies, the meds. Most hospitals have backup generators, so that's something you could probably haul off. Water, food.
Yeah, they do. They have tons of backup generators.
Yeah, especially if there's an ICU and things yeah. like that they have to have.
There's right? so many different supplies in a hospital.
Yeah.
Kind of freaky.
So you tell me, you're in the hospital all the time. What else could we get there?
Gowns. No, but they just have... They
for
have
dancing?
Just the, all the sterile, you know, you got supplies, you got medicines, you've yeah. got... oxygen, you have you know, different anesthetics,
medical books probably,
yeah,
right,
yeah, exactly,
reference books,
right. No, there's tons of stuff.
Yeah,
beds.
Oh man, beds.
Oh man, they got everything.
They got everything. Vet clinics, they're gonna have yeah. some meds that you could probably use.
Yeah, they do.
They're gonna have first aid supplies, so that's a good one to check out. Check out your shipping centers, UPS, postal office, FedEx, because once stuff goes down, everyone's just going to leave that place, and there's so much unshipped stuff there. You just go through all those boxes, you're going to find some good stuff.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. So go check that stuff out.
It's like Castaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
same thing. Yeah. So cell tower sites most likely are going to have backup generators. So you can go there and get the fuel or actually take the generator,
huh.
which is good, right?
I didn't know that.
Yep. Manufacturing facilities, fuel, batteries, first aid, tools, any yeah. sort of manufacturing. Boat marinas. Boats have emergency rations almost always
oh, right.
on them.
Yeah.
Like those Datrex bars and things like that. So that's good. They're going to have communication gear.
Nice if you're near water, yeah.
Yeah, fishing gear, right? So RV lots. RV lots are always selling with RVs generators. So there's probably lots of generators around and fuel. So
nice.
Go check out that. We got tons of those in town. Those RV lots, they're all over the place. You know, and then you can get your normal regular office buildings. Most office buildings have vending machines of some sort, so you can kind of go loot or scavenge those. Don't loot them, scavenge them. People keep snacks in their desks, so go through every desk, pull out all the food. You're gonna, I mean, it's every little bit's gonna help. Pawn shops, obviously, ammo, guns, tools.
There's so much stuff there. And they, you know those are going to get hit fast.
Those are going to get hit fast, but if you're quick, you can probably get in there and get some stuff, right? Military surplus stores.
Oh, yeah.
We have one in town. That's going to be money, man. There's going to be so many good tools and things there that you can grab.
There, Walgreens and pawn shops. Good luck.
Is that our... Yeah, I know.
Bless you.
That is a bless you, son.
Whoever owns this, goodbye.
Yeah, and if you live near a military base...
Oh man!
It obviously, but that's going to be much higher risk.
But you're probably going to die trying to.
Yeah. Get so you're going to want to think about that first. But you know, ammo, guns, generators, fuel, water, food, gear. It's going to have everything.
It is.
So depending.
But yeah, it's going to be heavily guarded.
Depending on the situation, take a look at it before you go in. So if you have any pets and you don't want them to die, go loot the pet store real quick. Grab the food.
You can eat that food.
What? Yes, you can, and that's part of what I was going to say.
Yes.
If you have to,
stole it from you.
If you have to, you can eat it. I don't recommend doing that,
no.
But because it's obviously not made for
disgusting.
Humans. It's disgusting. It's not going to taste good.
Cat food, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, but it's there.
Yeah.
And it has some nutrition to it. So if you had to, you could eat that.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yep. Any sort of retail store is going to have something you could use. Clothing.
Pants.
Huh?
Pants,
yes. Although it doesn't sound like you're going to be wearing pants a lot.
So, no, I'm going to be pretty much naked.
Yeah, you're going to be naked the whole time. On your pole with your hands.
Well, I don't know if the pole naked would be probably rough.
Why?
Slide down that sucker.
Well, that's why you never mind. I was going to. That's why you keep your cornstarch available.
You said porn starch it. What is that?
Porn starch that pole, man.
I don't know.
You ain't never heard of no porn starching?
No.
I said cornstarch. Yeah, retail stores. You can get games, clothing, things like that. That they're gonna help, right?
Yeah.
Games. Okay.
That's true. Yeah, you're gonna want.
So go and check schools out because the schools have a cafeteria. They're gonna have food. They're gonna have first aid supplies. The bus garages are gonna be nearby, and they're gonna have a lot of fuel. So go check those out. Self storage sites. They're just gonna be.
Those are gonna be.
They're gonna be filled with a lot of.
I thought about hitting those like.
That's what you thought?
Not that quick, but
like tomorrow. Like
quick would probably like be as
pre-apocalypse. You're just gonna go hit them.
I'm gonna start busting them all open tonight.
Yeah, right now.
Nobody's gonna watch over it.
Yeah. So self storage. You don't know what you're gonna find there, but there's gonna be some stuff, right? Yeah,
sure.
Doctor's offices, obviously, same as the hospital. So if you have young kids, go hit up the pediatrician's office because there's gonna be formula abound there. It's gonna be everywhere. So go ahead and. Go get that quickly because you're going to need formula.
Yeah, the formula in the hospital have a lot of that too.
Yeah, the hospital, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you need automotive parts, you know, you could go try the stores and the repair shops as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's sort of my...
Did you even say the mall?
No, but I kind of... The retail stores.
You can hit
stores.
Everything at once, you know.
Yeah, not really, but yes, you could go hit the mall. That's retail stores. That's kind of what I had that.
Gotcha.
Was retail stores. So
cool.
Yeah.
No, those are all awesome spots.
Super awesome, huh?
Those are so, like, I'm going to hit them tonight.
Yeah, so anyways, those are our ideas. If you guys have other ideas for our urban scavenging, let us know. You know, send us some emails. We've gotten some good emails so far. We want to thank everybody for sending in emails. We've got a few good ones. And they've given us some ideas for some future podcasts that will be coming up really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hey, Cam.
Yeah.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. Well, last week.
Did I spring that on you?
You did.
I did.
But that's
okay. How about this? That's for you.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
It doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Does this make sense?
That makes a lot more sense. Nice.
There you go.
So last week I talked about...
Maybe we should make that the new opening for the quick and dirty.
Yeah, you probably should. Whatever episode that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I talked about the improvised shortboard immobilizing, you know, mm-hmm. whatever you can make for getting somebody out of the area real quick, not something you're going to transport them a long ways.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to,
I really got to take a video.
I don't know why I use
podcast.
My hands so much. I never use my hands that much ever. I don't even use my hands. The improvised longboard is something to use to get somebody a lot further, you know, when you know you need to transport them out and you need to make something real solid, real fast. So yeah, we're going to go into just a few ways to use. I'm going to go into the more simple ones because there's one that's really detailed and uh-huh. there's just no way I can explain it very well.
Okay.
So easy ones. If you happen to be kayaking
uh-huh.
or have a kayak,
right?
Which that's kind of a weird one.
So like yeah. if you're up in the mountains with your kayak.
Yeah. Maybe you're riding it down the rocks.
That's possible.
Because you're freaking crazy.
Or the snow, actually. People do that.
Yeah, true. That can be made into an improvised longboard. Immobilizer real fast. You can actually use a knife and kind of cut that foam.
I don't know
foam.
Why I'm laughing.
I don't, because I'm struggling here. Yeah, the longboard, you can trim it down real nice like this.
Uh-huh.
And
this is gonna have to be a video podcast from now on, or nobody has any idea what you're saying.
Yeah, it would make more sense if you could see my hands.
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, oh, I get it now.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Well, that's how he's cutting.
I told you, dear. This guy's not an idiot.
Slicing like that.
This guy's not an idiot. I told you.
He does have hands. Yeah. So yeah, the kayak can be cut into real quick and easy to make a long improvised immobilizer.
Okay.
A canoe.
Yeah.
So a canoe is real easy because you just flip it over, you know, get somebody nice and secured, comfortable, stabilize their neck, and mm-hmm. then you can drag it, you know.
God, that'd be a fun ride.
I know.
Down the mountain.
But it was talking about, like, if you happen to be by water, a lot of the times you can find, like, train tracks nearby, like a major water. So then you just drop the canoe on there and stabilize the patient and uh-huh. pull them.
Oh, okay.
Just pull them down the train track.
Sure.
There ain't going to be no trains.
Not in the apocalypse.
No, no. I don't know why you're out canoeing, but, and then, the major one is, it's called a continuous loop system.
Ah.
So yeah. I'm just going to tell you real quick, the things you need: long climbing or rescue rope,
mm-hmm.
a large tarp, sleeping pads, you know, or sleeping bags so that you can wrap around the patient, and stiffeners, ski poles, the frame of your backpack.
Sticks. Or,
yeah. Sticks. Exactly. So anything like that, you're going to basically wrap them up like a mummy.
Yeah.
You're going to stabilize their spine with the sticks,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to use the rope to do the continuous loop system, which is really hard to explain.
Okay.
So I'll type it all up sometime in the near year.
Sometime in the next month?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So anyway, yeah, you can use a lot of that stuff to extract somebody.
Okay. Awesome.
Probably.
I like it. Probably.
Mostly.
It might work, is what you're saying.
I know you're confused, but yeah. If you could see my hands, you would know.
It would all make a whole lot of sense.
So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, we got a tack pack this last week, Cameron.
We did. We got a freaking sweet.
We're super excited. I'm wearing the hat right now, actually.
He is.
I haven't taken it off my head because I love it.
Yeah.
I actually did.
I told him it wouldn't fit my head because I was actually jealous of it.
Is that what you said?
It wouldn't even fit me in.
Yeah, I don't even want that thing.
What is that? Even a hat?
Yeah, it looks sexy in it. That's no doubt.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Way cool.
Did you see this hat? That was cool because it has the patch thing here.
Oh, yeah.
So I can put a different patch on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That is. That's pretty sweet.
Uh-huh.
I like the color.
Yeah, I do. I do too. So anyways, I did write up a review on the website.
Yeah, you should check that out for sure.
So if you have internet access and you're not there, you're an idiot.
Yeah. So they're... their box is priced really well for what you get.
It is. I really like their price point on this because it's much more affordable than others.
It is a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
Their stuff is really good quality.
$49.99, right?
$49.99.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's really good. That's way reasonable for
all
the stuff.
Well, and if it's your first box and you use Casual Preppers at checkout, that's 10% off that.
Oh, even better.
Dude.
Done.
Yeah.
That's $5 off.
That's $5 off. So there you go.
It's actually $4.99. Huh?
That's true. Yeah.
So yeah, in this box you get a Gerber hook knife.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet.
Like, it's cool.
Really small, really practical. Doesn't weigh anything.
No, and it hooks right onto your keychain.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have it with you all the time, anytime you have your keys, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you can use it for whatever.
Yeah. And Gerber, super good quality.
Oh yeah.
If you don't know them, you don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, Gerber knives are awesome.
Stop listening.
I have several.
Yeah.
Several.
Yeah. Several.
Yeah. So that thing's pretty cool. And like you can use it as a seatbelt cutter in your car if you need it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a little survival deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they put in there is a KeySmart Rugged.
Yeah, the Keysmart Rugged.
I didn't even think about like something like that.
Really?
No.
It's a super popular EDC
item. I don't know why. And it's pretty awesome. You know, it's super rugged.
It is. It's
really durable.
It keeps your keys in...
organized. Poke through your bag and
yeah, they're really pants. Nice. They're really nice.
Yeah, it's freaking literally indestructible. It sounds like.
Yep.
So yeah, that's in there.
The hat, obviously, we already talked about the hat, but the hat was in there.
Yeah, that was in there.
You too. Get the hat.
Strike Industries angled foregrip.
Yep.
For so, your so, AR-15.
Yep. Exactly. So it's a nice little foregrip for.
Pretty interesting. Like it's not like one of those big bulky suckers. Like it's a real practical small. Yeah. Foregrip for you know better stability.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Shooting, killing all kinds of things.
What's the price point on that? What's it worth? I think it says
$23.
Yeah, $23. It's nice. Yeah. It's cool.
Attack Pack Smooth Operator Hat, which is what you're wearing.
Yeah, which is I'm wearing. I look so good in it.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna put it on Instagram after this.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
With my hat on.
Do it.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
Okay. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes, please do.
So you can see me in my
hat.
So
we got a Gangbangers anonymous patch.
Yeah, Gangbangers.
Did you see how much that was?
It's priceless. It's priceless. Right?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's priceless.
So there, yeah. And it's got the Velcro. You could slap it over your hat if you like it better than the patch that's already
on. But I actually don't. I don't.
Like, I really like that.
I like the Tac Pack logo.
I do too. It's a rad.
Yeah, it is nice.
Totally tubular.
It is. So.
Yeah.
So that's it, right?
That is.
That's the box. So
awesome.
$49.99. Guys, you can't beat it.
Yeah, no. Each item, one's 30, 13, 23, 26, way over what you're paying.
Yeah, your value is tremendous there.
Yeah.
And guys, these guys are a sponsor of the podcast. So if you like us and you want to support us, go support Tac Pack. I mean, go get your first box, $5 off. You're going to love it. I'm guaranteeing you're going to love it.
Yeah.
If you shoot guns, if you like EDC items, if you like rad hats, if you like cool stuff, if you like America, you're going to love this box.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Yep.
So go to tacpack.com.
You're on a little tighter budget?
Yeah.
This is the way to do
it. Yeah, a lot of the boxes to get some of this gear, you've got to get
a fortune.
Yeah, you got to get like $100, $150.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's just, you know, this one's a little better price and this the gear is good. It's not cheap gear.
No, you can tell it's top.
You're not getting cheap gear. This is good stuff. So go to tacpack.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS at checkout. You're going to get 10% off. You're not going to be disappointed.
That's a sweet deal. $45 for stuff.
Dude, you know, I know.
Easy.
Seriously, it's a great deal. So,
an easy decision.
Easy decision. Don't let us down. Go do it.
Yeah, please do.
All right. So I think that's all we have for today, right? And I hope we have an episode next week. There's a possibility we might have
some
to miss
crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, it's just,
but don't forget us, please.
I'm hoping we're going to make it work. We're going to try our hardest to get it to work. Yep. So,
this is a long distance relationship with all of you.
Yeah, it is. And we
don't give up on us.
Please keep sending in emails and keep,
there's no one that's taking your place.
No,
we're just,
no,
busy.
We're not going to forget you. We're just, things are crazy this next week or so. So
we'll do our best to get one out.
We are. So anyways, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Come see us on Facebook. Come see us on Instagram. Come see us at casualpreppers.com.
And get your Tac Pack.
And get your Tac Pack, Casual Preppers, at checkout. And I'm going to leave you with this. Okay.
Nothing. Thanks.
Yeah. Nothing.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Yep.
Okay.
Whoever's driving now probably just fell asleep.
Well, everybody,
you
stay
just
awake.
Caused a car crash.
Stay awake, okay? Just stay awake. Guys, we hope to see you next week. I'm going to use my soothing voice.
Thank you.
To take this away.
Thanks for your time.
Come like us on Facebook, Instagram.
Good night.
Good night.